Groom, Joe Sullivan, Enrique and Caitlin Sampson, and what's the little guy's name over here?
Henri.
What is it?
Henri.
Henri. Yeah, well, you kind of Henri too, right? Yeah. So there you go. I'll probably not say it exactly right, but what a beautiful little boy we have here. And I'm telling you what, that's what Catholic Radio and the Catholic Church is all about, is just bringing new life. And so you may hear a little bit of noise in the background, but it's a beautiful noise, so we're going to enjoy that over the radio. If it gets picked up, just know that he's here and enjoying the quest with us. So give us a call right now, 470-508-1160. We know that all good things begin with prayer. We just did the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, but can we also start with a short prayer just for this hour? Is anybody comfortable doing that? And if not, I'll lead it. Anybody? They're all looking at each other. Okay, go ahead. Sure. All right, Enrique, he's gonna step out and do it for us. So thank you.
Take one for the team. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Lord, thank you for having us here today. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to give back a little bit of what we have taken from Catholic Match. We are very thankful for the platform. We're very thankful for the Catholic Radio, and just be present with us, with us in your Holy Spirit, and stay with us forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Beautiful. All right. So housekeeping kind of thing. So first of all, we got to thank, we got to thank Chick-fil-A because they keep our bellies full by bringing us breakfast sandwiches every morning. And they are amazing. So if you are needing your Chick-fil-A fix, we ask you to go to Highway 9 and Holcomb Bridge Road, because that's where the Chick-fil-A is that actually donated our breakfast sandwiches. So please support them. They supported Catholic Radio. We have lots of supporters. Oh my goodness, it seems like the list just grows longer and longer. So we have this beautiful statue that's going to be coming to us, actually is here, of the Holy Family. It's going to be our trophy for the game that we're going to play, the Catholic Family Feud style game. We're going to be playing at 5 o'clock, and that will be the trophy. It was donated by Two Hearts Gifts and Books here in Roswell. You can go to twohearts.catholic.com and you can see what all they have to offer. We have a drawing when we get founders. We just need 3 more. We've had 5 founders so far today, so we just need 3 more founders. And when we get those 3 founders, we are going to draw out for a one-night stay at the hotel at Avalon, which is a beautiful venue to experience just a night away. And, you know, we all need a night away. So if you would like to do that, call in as a founder. Your odds are good. It's 1 in 8 that you will actually be able to win that one night stay.
And we would love to ring the bell.
We would love, Ev founder, that's right. You know, Rosalyn, she's not a newbie to Catholic Radio. She's been around here since the very first pledge drive and probably even before that. And we are grateful for all the help that she has given to Catholic Radio. She knows that she wants to ring that bell.
I want to ring the bell.
Come on. So we ring the bell with every founder. Founder, $100 a month for 36 months or a one-time $3,600 pledge or anything in between. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the water. So we are tremendously grateful for all of you who have donated so far, but now it's time. It's really time to step it up because we're at 3 o'clock. We're at 3:15. That means we have less than 3 hours left today in order to raise the funds necessary. Our goal, $50,000. I don't know exactly where we are in that goal, but you know, 3 more founders, it would pump us up and get us very close to that. So we get the 3 founders and we draw. Let's do it right now. We also have a drawing for a painting, and we talked about that just a few minutes ago. We also have the candles, and they're sniffing them here. I love that. This is a new candle company that just launched, I think, on September 9th. And it's called Corda Candles, Corda meaning heart, candles, and it's Catholic-based. So every one of the candles are inspired by a saint, and they also are a coconut wax. So it's a special proprietary blend of wax. And each candle burns for 46 hours, which is pretty amazing to me. So if you would like to do that, we would love to give you a $10 gift card if we can get three callers on the line at the same time. And we also give one to our guests. So let's do this. We want to send you home with a she likes candles. So we want to send you home with a $10 gift card. You just go online to CoritaCandles.com. Order your candles, take $10 off the order. All right, so let's see, 470-508-1160. Let's talk about Catholic Match. How cool is this? So you four are here because Catholic Match has brought the two sets of two of you together, and then I guess you got to know each other too through Catholic Match, yes?
We met before.
Well, at least it brought two of you and two of you together. So let's talk about what Catholic Match is, so we'll start. One couple is married. One couple has this beautiful baby here in the playpen, and another one on the way. So they are definitely bringing new life into the world, and we're grateful for that. And that is Enrique. Tell me how to say it again.
Enrique.
Enrique.
Yep.
Enrique. Enrique and Caitlin Sampson. So let's start with you, and let's hear your story about Catholic Match. And first, start by telling us briefly what Catholic Match is, and then how the two of you came together.
May you want to go first?
Sure.
Well, Catholic Match is a platform for online dating for Catholic couples, and. You know, I was reading, because it's interesting, the prompts, you know, that we were told you might want to speak a little bit about the platform. I don't think we've been in the platform since, what, 10 years ago? So probably it has evolved from when we, I'm sure it has evolved from when we were first there. But I think it is a great place to meet, hopefully, you know, your future spouse. If you're a Catholic, I think it's different from other platforms. It offers the possibility to discuss important things for us up front before you even meet that person, right? Because you just fill out your application and you're putting in, you know, there's the seven. At that time, I don't know how it is now, but before they had the seven most controversial.
It's the tenets of our faith.
The tenets of our faith.
Whether you believe in it or
not. Right.
So you're up front whether you believe in those aspects of the faith or not. So I think that's an important part.
And most people are honest when they're answering that. Mm-hmm. For what I heard, there are some people that, you know, they start dating and after, like, oh, yeah, I don't really believe that.
Oh, really?
It is interesting that, I don't know what the stats are now, but when we were dating back in the day, 2 out of 8 married couples were meeting online, apparently. And I can see why it's got a good I don't know how to put it. It's got a good approach to it in the sense that you can know the person before you ever
and it's a basis of like-minded type ideals, I think, more than anything else is what I was looking for in that aspect. I mean, you never know what you're gonna find, and online, you know, there's everything out there, and of course you hear the horror stories at first, but I was like, God, if I'm doing this, I'm giving this up to you, and I need you to help me along the way to work along this journey.
I've got to have horror stories for everything.
There you go. Okay, so Rosalind, you were talking about the tenets of the faith, and so what really, you know, you alluded to what kind of prompted you. So tell me a little bit about you, because you two are not married, Joe and Rosalind, not married, but met each other and dating now. Courting, I don't know, what do we call it here?
Courting, same thing.
Same thing. Okay. So where are we? And how did you really decide, you know, what was it that led you, I guess, to post on Catholic Match, trying to find someone to go out with and to meet and to share your life with? And you know, how did it work for you?
Well, it's funny because many years prior, I remember because I knew Caitlin and Enrique when they were dating. I don't think you were even engaged yet. I'm not too sure. But I remember that story from the past. And then there was someone else in my more recent life that mentioned, okay, I got on Catholic Match and I found somebody. And I thought, wow, if I'm going to be vulnerable, if I'm going to go out there and meet somebody, where do I even begin? I've been pretty active in the diocese and, through the years, between, you know, Bible studies and theology on taps and this and that, tech retreats. So I thought, well, where is going to be that new place that I meet someone new? And I thought, well, okay, if I'm going to do this, I think I'll start with Catholic Match. And I actually happened to be at Atlanta United soccer game with a girlfriend, and I was like, okay, help me out here. How do I do this? What am I putting in here? And you know, you never like, or at least I don't necessarily like talking about myself always. Like, what do I put on here? How do I say? And my thought was, you know, I'm looking for someone who's putting their best self out there as well. So, likewise, where do I put my best self out there? And that's why I chose Catholic Match.
Very good. Okay, so what was Joe? What was your reason? And then we'll go back to Caitlin as well, because because Rosalyn was talking. I kind of scooted over here, but we'll go to Joe and find out his reasons for choosing Catholic Match. But I got to give the number, and I got to give a really good information here, because I just found out that a donor is going to match dollar for dollar everything that is called in during this hour. Woo-hoo. That's a big woohoo. And we want to ring the bell. Rosalyn, is it Roz or Rosalyn or both?
Rosalyn, please.
Okay,
yeah.
Rosalyn. So she is going to ring the bell. She's already said she wants to ring the bell. They're moving it over close to her. I don't like to slap anybody's hand. So we got to make sure that we get this bell ringing so that she gets to do it. We did have Peter who called in with a one-time donation. So we're grateful to Peter who called in. Let's get our next one. When we get 5 pledges of any amount, we ring the bell. When we get a founder, we ring the bell. And right now is a great time to call in as a founder, because $3,600, all you've got to do is say, I will give $100 a month for 3 years. And it turns into $7,200 with this match. I mean, how cool is that? Maybe you think my money really doesn't make that much of a difference. All I can give is $25, $50. It does matter, first of all. I want you to know it matters, because it's equal sacrifice, not equal gift. So whatever your sacrifice is what matters, and God knows that. And so the graces are abundant for anybody that donates to Catholic Radio. So it matters. But right now, it's being matched, and it's being doubled, and it's not often. I don't know of any place else we can double our money in today's economy, right? With interest rates so low, it's not very often that we get to double our money, but we're doing it right now with Catholic Radio. So we are matching everything dollar for dollar. Give us a call. This is the time, really, to step up and get the phone lines going. 470-508-1160. 470-508-1160. As far as I know, there's no top to this match. There's no top to it, so it's just a dollar for dollar match, no limits at this point. So 470-508-1160, but it does run out at the top of the hour, so let's do it right now. Okay, so, and you can also donate at thequestatlanta.com. Okay, Joe, sorry for that interruption. Let's go ahead and find out what led you to Catholic Match.
I'm a widow, so I was not in the dating scene for a long time. How do you get back in the dating scene when you're out of it for many, 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 many years? So I tried Catholic Match. Was actually thinking about giving it up, and was in church. And Father David Runyon, who actually used to be an assistant attorney general here in Atlanta.
Okay.
He's our priest. He was talking about praying the Holy Spirit. I prayed to the Holy Spirit about what should I do. And Rosalind came along. Awesome. So it was a perfect thing for me being Catholic, looking for somebody like-minded in our faith. So Catholic marriage was the answer for me.
Excellent. Excellent. Really good. Okay, so Caitlin, did you have something you wanted to add to about how you found Catholic Match?
It's a juicy story.
Well, or my mom. My mom called me up when I was grocery shopping and said, can I put you on this site? I was kind of over the dating scene and I said, okay, you know, I thought I'll sign up, but I'm not going to pay for it until someone contacts me that I want to respond back to. And Enrique wrote, and you can see part of their profile without actually paying for the site. And I said, I think I want to pay for this and see what he had to say. And that took off from there. So I guess my mom and sister were the ones who originally signed me up.
Caitlin was in New York, and Enrique was in Atlanta.
Okay.
So, yeah. All right.
I actually happened to be in New York at the time, so that's why I was.
But just temporarily.
Just temporarily.
He lived in Atlanta.
Yeah. So. And it's funny because I was putting together a project. I was working with the church as a missionary, and I was supposed to be on vacation that weekend, kind of like taking care of some personal matters and things like that. But then the superior of our order, he called in and he's like, hey. Can you do this for me? Like, we were editing some videos and I had to like pull like a couple of all-nighters and I didn't tell him that I was on vacation. He never knew that I was on vacation.
Oh, wow.
But I was like, okay, I just offered it up. They, you know, we were at this nice center. They had like a really nice studio and really nice equipment. So it was kind of like an enjoyable process, but I was wiped, like 4 a.m. finishing. I remember lying on the floor, like tired after a night of editing. I was like, oh my gosh, this is too much because they just need it. And, sorry, yeah, thank you. I'm clicking. I was making noise with the clicking pen. So, I said I'm gonna see what's in Catholic Match in New York. I had no idea that Buffalo was like 6 hours away from New York City. So I just typed in New York and Caitlin popped up. And I liked that her profile was very laid back because I don't think she had much to do with it other than throwing whatever photos were in. It's like, hey, this is me. And I just love that, you know, all the matches, quote unquote, that I was getting, everybody's trying too hard, you know, and I like holding hands under the moon and I like, you know, everybody's trying to impress each other and I like praying the rosary in Latin and in Russian and Kaylin was like, hey, it's me. I run marathons. Hit me up if you're, you know, on chat. And so I did. I sent her a one-liner that she paid for to read, and that was kind of like a disappointment.
One line, that's it.
It's like, hey, when's your next marathon? But I was like, hey, well, I mean, what am I going to be like? All over, like, oh, I love you. I want to be with you for the rest of my life. Like, no, you got to play it cool, right? Yeah. You got to be subtle about it. So, that's our side of the story.
Excellent. And so, I'm curious, and I'm going to give out the number. I'll ask the question, then I'll give out the number, and then I'll come back for your answers. So I'm wondering, were you guys like the first match that you got? Because it sounds like Caitlin was the first one. I don't know about you guys, but what was it? Joe, no, because he was about ready to give up. But we'll find out about it. 470-508-1160. 470-508-1160. Come on, we got to make this happen. We only have one pledge. It's making me crazy. If we don't get the phone lines going, you don't want to see Kelly be a crazy woman. We have to get the phone lines going. Annie said, I see her be the crazy woman every day, all day, right? So come on. You guys haven't seen crazy yet until we go an hour without phone calls. So
and
come on.
No pledge is too small either. I've got a couple of friends that are texting me, so thanks for listening.
Yes.
So even if you can do a small little pledge, we would appreciate it.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, some people really can't. You know, maybe they really are tapped out, or maybe they're already a monthly donor. They can't give any more. You know, I get that. So pray for us. You know, I have somebody in one market that chalks up her car with the phone number and drives around town, and it says Pledge Catholic Radio, and she just drives around with the number on her phone or on her car, on her SUV. Well, be creative. Figure out a way to let people know that this pledge drive is going on. You know, send it out through social media. Especially let them know that we've got this thing going with Catholic Match right now. How cool is that? Tune in, listen, and then the Holy Spirit can take care of the donations. And it is true that, you know, not everybody can donate and not everybody's called to do that. But Rosalyn is right that if we all just give a little amount, then it makes a big amount. It's all of us linking arms and really making it happen. So we need your help. We really do. 470-508-1160. I love it when somebody does my job. I love it. Let's do it again. Here we go.
470-508-1160.
Woo! That's got to get people calling. It's got to.
Absolutely.
Come on. Let's do it. Let's do it. He needs to be a little bit older over there in the playpen so he can give out the number for us, too. So, yeah. So 470-508-1160 is the number to call. And
And the amount we need on the check too, that'll be nice. Like if you can write that number on the check, or the phone number.
There you go. Oh, that would be a really nice number there, wouldn't it?
It's a sign.
Yeah, we'd even take the last part of that, the 1160. We'd even be happy with that. So come on, we take 470 for one caller, 508 for the second caller, and 1160 for the third caller, and then we give away the cordacandles.com gift cards.
I love it.
I love it. That's a great idea. There you go. All right, so come on. Let's get this going. But right now we are talking with Rosalyn Broom, Joe Sullivan, Enrique, and Caitlin Sampson. I hope I got all those names right.
You did.
All right. So, and we were talking about Catholic Match, and so I asked you, you know, was it just like instant, I got the right person the very first time, or was it several, you know, not so good to find the right one? What is it? You got to kiss a whole lot of toads to meet your prince or something like that?
Do you want me to throw you under the bus, or do you want me to throw myself under the bus?
You can go. I'll let you chat.
No, I had been on Catholic Match one time before. Probably a few years before that. Mm-hmm. And it didn't work at the time. I actually got to exchange communication with a couple of girls, and it just never took off. Like we were just like, you know, I could tell we were just gonna be good friends, right? And mm-hmm. that was it. And then when I was ending my missionary years, I was actually here in Atlanta. They brought me because their office of communication was here. Our superior was, pretty much like Caitlin. Caitlin said, you know, I'm just going to be Aunt Caitlin. I was like, I'm just going to be Uncle Enrique. I don't care, you know. I think one important thing about marriage is, you know, it is a beautiful vocation. It's a beautiful sacrament of vocation. It's also a cross, right? Not going to sugarcoat it because it's got the good and the bad. Like every vocation, every sacrament, you know, it comes with the good and the bad. And I think one characteristic of a cross is that you take it. You don't get to pick it and seek it and be like, oh, I want a cross. Let me take this cross and put it on top of myself.
Right.
And of course, you know, the good parts always outweigh the negative parts. But I think what I love about Caitlin is that she was not attached to the idea of getting married, right? She was just open to it, open to the will of God, and I think that put us in a good place. And I think I'm railing away of what the question was.
You're doing
the first
five.
One or not?
Oh yeah, no. Yeah. That's the thing. She was the first connection that I had and it was like a complete, you know, we just hit it off. At that point, it was very interesting. I was just, I remember I was at the Legionary Seminary in New York, near White Plains. And we were riding back and forth every day. I was very excited. I was praying a lot. Like 800 seminarians were praying also for our vocation at that time, which was really cool. They were like, oh, what's going on? How's this going? And my spiritual director at the time, you know, Father Martin Connor, if you're listening, hello, Father Martin. I'm gonna, you know, he was my wingman. Yeah. Because at one point, Caitlin stopped writing for a couple of days, and I freaked out. I was like, oh, I wanted to write. And, you know, she became more attractive at that point, because like, oh my gosh, she's not writing. And then she writes and she says, oh, I'm just trying to cram a week of work into 2 days because I'm going to New York this weekend. And then I freaked out because I'm like, oh my gosh, no, she's coming, and no, this is weird. I'm not ready to meet her. And I was trying to get someone to go with me to a restaurant, you know, what if she's gonna steal my kidneys and I'm gonna wake up in a tub of ice or something like that, right? Yeah, I don't know her. And so I just wrote and I said, okay, so you're coming to New York City? Sure. And I said, can you give me your phone number? And you know, we can probably get together, thinking she's probably coming to meet me.
Yeah.
And she was like, you want my number? Okay, sure. I'm going to be there with friends. I don't think I'm going to be able to see you.
Yeah.
But sure, hit me up whenever you want. So she gave me her number. And then, I was with Father Martin. I was like, Father, should I call her? And Father Martin was like, no, I would wait. Yeah. As good as they are with relationship advice, because they've seen a lot.
Yeah.
Father Martin, thank you for that advice.
Yeah.
You saved my marriage before it happened. And he was like, yeah, and I just will till Monday. So I just talked to Caitlin next Monday. And we just spoke every day on the phone after that, before we met 3 months later.
Excellent. Okay, so we have an update. Peter has donated online and Michelle has donated online. We would love to get some phone calls. Woo! We are grateful for those two pledges.
Thank you, thank you.
Yep, thank you, thank you. We, you know, and you know, I always want people to know that we are grateful. We are absolutely grateful because, you know, we get a donation in and then we ask for more, right? It's like we seem like maybe we're ungrateful. It's not that we're ungrateful. We are so grateful for every penny, nickel, dime, quarter called in. It's just that we know if we want to pay the bills for 6 months until the next pledge drive, we still have work to do. And so that's really all it's all about, is we are trying to raise the funds that are necessary in order to keep the Quest Atlanta Catholic Radio on the air. That is the bottom line, is we have to raise these funds because it's a wonderful thing, and we do not want to take any chances that it would ever go off. So we're not saying we're close to going off. That is not what we're saying. Don't anybody hear me wrong. But, you know, it's a fact that if we don't get the necessary funds, it got started by Carol, but she can't keep it going. It is listener supported. It is so important that we all do our part. And, you know, it's important, and it also is truly a gift that we are given to be able to participate in this mission to save souls by donating ourselves to this mission. And we really take ownership in that mission whenever we give some of our dollars, because it takes a lot of us working together to make it happen. So if you would like to be the next one who helps with that, the number to call is 470-508-1160 or thequestatlanta.com. All donations are being matched this hour. This, you know what? We've only got about 15 minutes left. I guess they'll let us go all the way to 4 o'clock, but we take a break at 3:55. So we have to make the most of these next 15 minutes and get those donations coming in, because I don't know. You know, I don't think we've had a dollar for dollar match yet during the pledge drive, have we? Is this the first one that we've had? So how awesome is this that we have somebody who is going to match dollar for dollar everything that's called in during this hour? So if we were ever going to call in, if you've been sitting on the fence saying, should I, shouldn't I, should I, shouldn't I? Yes, now is the time. And you know what? If you think your donation is too little, like what Rosalind was saying, you know, it's like, wow, you just doubled your money, you know? Yeah. So nothing is too little. Nothing is too big. Whatever the Holy Spirit is asking for, that's all we can ask for, is whatever the Holy Spirit is putting on your heart to give. For some people, I have people that call in as a founder and they say, oh, $100 is not enough. I really want to give $150. By all means, whatever it is that you can give, please give us a call. Other people, you know, $15 a month is a stretch. My favorite donation ever was when somebody called in and said, my husband and I have been listening. We've been monthly donors of $15 a month for a while, and we prayed about it, and we think we can give $18. You know, and I'm like, that was a sacrifice right there. That was a sacrifice. So whatever your amount is, if you're already a monthly donor and you can call in and increase it, then do that. Maybe you're giving $50 a month, and all of a sudden you think, well, I could do $50 more. Call in and become a founder, because at the end of October is the last time for founders, and today's the last day that you get the Echo Dot as a founder. So every founder gets the Echo Dot, and today's the last day. So you can say, Alexa, who founded the Catholic Church? And she'll reply, Jesus Christ. How cool is that? So come on, let's do this thing. Let's be ridiculous so God can do the miraculous by calling 470-508-1160. Okay, so Rosalyn Broom and Joe Sullivan, they are meeting with Catholic Match. Was it, Joe, it wasn't your first time, right? You had kind of given up hope maybe that you were going to find somebody?
Yeah, you know, I a lot of talking back and forth and just, you know, pleasantries, but not really striking anything that was, you know, somebody I was interested in or they would be interested in me. Mm-hmm. You know, at that point I thought, okay, I'm happy being by myself. Maybe it's time for me to be by myself. So through prayer and Holy Spirit, I asked, you know, do what you want with me. And,
Yeah, that's good. Okay, so I need some help here, okay? Because I have done this before where I was co-hosting with Dave Vassaris. He used to be a GM for EWTN, and we were co-hosting together. He's got this booming male voice. So every time that we got a match, he would say, bam! And then, you know, we'd tell, you know, $100, bam, $200. So we have a bam right now, but I need those booming male voices. And I think that Joe and Enrique can do this for me, okay? No pressure. So you guys understand what we got to do here, right? So we have Lori, who called in with $100.
Bam!
Man, $200. There it is. So come on, let's do some more bams. All we need is a whole lot of calls right now, and I've got the booming male voices in here right now. I can't do it, but they can, obviously. So come on, you are getting your money match dollar for dollar. Let's do it right now. It's only until 4 o'clock. So really, until I only have the male voices until 3:55. So we got to do this. Or you can online. That's right. 470-508-1160 or thequestatlanta.com. Come on, we got to make this crazy thing happen. We're getting some more online donations. We'll see what those are here in just a minute, and we can see what kind of bams we can do here. So come on, let's keep them coming. You know, in Enrique, you mentioned marriage as a vocation. And I think so often when we hear the word vocation, we think, you know, priesthood. You know, that's what immediately, I remember when I was a new bride, and I was young when I got married. And I'll tell you, I've been married 38 years. So I won't tell you, I was 2 when I got married.
Well, you're still young.
I'm kidding. But nonetheless, you know, I was at a parish picnic. I was not Catholic at the time, newly married, and somebody came up to my husband, and he introduced me to them as his wife. And all of a sudden, this look of horror, and her hands went to her cheeks, and she said, "But Bobby, I thought you had a vocation." And here we are 38 years later, and I still remember his response. And he said, "Oh, but sister, I do." And so I think we forget that marriage is a vocation as Absolutely. Well. And so I like the fact that you brought up that marriage is we can't have one. What is it? The Pope that said, you know, he had his ring, right? His papal mm-hmm. ring. And he said, "Mother, do you want to kiss the ring of a fisherman?" And she looked at him and said, "You wouldn't have that ring if I didn't have this ring." You know, it you got to have one, you know, you have to have both. You can't have one without the other. And so I think, you know, it's what we're talking about here and really trying to find not just anybody, but somebody
Kelly,
who's
let me also say
yoked.
That singlehood is a vocation as well.
It is. Absolutely.
And I don't want to discount that because I've been single for yes. 47 years now.
Yes.
And it was a struggle.
Yeah.
It was a real struggle to say, I thought I was going to marry my college sweetheart. Oh, I thought I was going to have four kids. And here I am, you know, still living the vocation of singlehood.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's important in that message to those of you out there that are single, that are hoping, that are waiting. I read an article just yesterday, and it was perfect because it was talking, the title of the article said, don't settle, wait, pray, trust. And I will add my own little phrase in this dating courtship of being pursued.
Mm.
So I think that's important in itself, in that in this day and age, you've got to wait for who God is putting you with,
mm-hmm.
Who he's presenting you with. And I think each one of the relationships along the way teach you something. You grow in those, and you become that more fulfilled person that God is allowing you to be along this journey in order to get where, you know, we're all trying to get each other to heaven is the phrase I
mm-hmm.
use.
Mm-hmm.
And if we could find that person that helps us get there, then we are one step closer to each other on this journey.
Well, I'm glad that you said don't settle, because I think there's a fine line, right, between just being completely irresponsibly passive and pursuing your own will instead of the will of God. And I think that's the thing with any vocation. You're giving a vocation for singlehood, for marriage, for the religious life, or for priesthood. And you got to be open, and discernment implies that. It's actively seeking, but actively seeking the will of God, not actively seeking to get what you think you want or was going to be best for you. I think I love that you were speaking about not settling for mm-hmm. vocation.
Excellent. All right, so we have about 5 minutes left, and we have a shout out to Rosalyn and to her match Joe, and it's from Lori. So we did the BAM already for Lori, but she called in and she made a donation on your behalf, so we are grateful for that. And if you would like to give a message to any of our and I guess I should show you the last name. Her last name is on there as well, so that you know which Lori it is, so you can thank them. If you have a message for any of our guests right now, absolutely give us a call. We still see Keith on here, but we haven't figured out what his amount is yet. So we're waiting to do our BAM until we can get that total from Keith. We would sure love it if you would be the next person to give us a call. But you know what? The good news is, oh, nope, we don't. I was going to say we have 5 pledges, but we don't. We just have 4. So one more.
I want to ring the bell. I want to ring the bell.
Man,
come on, guys.
Come on. And if that one is a founder, we ring it twice. So come on. Let's get these bells going. It's just a celebration. It's just fun. But what a blessing it is to the quest when we can have some fun along the way and ring the bells. So 470-508-1160. We only have about 5 minutes, so we got to make this really quick. We will be going to a break and then back with Ruth and Neil O'Neill about Life Coach. But we need, there it is. There's one. So we get to ring the bell.
Do I get to?
You think? Let's do it. All right. We don't have much time. So we have it on the line. We don't know what the total is yet, but we're going to go ahead and ring the bell. So let's do it.
Thank you.
I love that. I love it. And, you know, so many people that I know, I married very young, but so many people I know, you know, they didn't. But, boy, when they did get married, it was powerful. It was really powerful. So I like that you say don't settle, because, mm-hmm. you know, Scripture tells us we have to be equally yoked. You know, we have to, and I think Catholic Match maybe is helping, you know, with the questions that they ask, they're helping you to be equally yoked.
And we're also from different states. I'm from South Carolina.
No, really?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So you're in here visiting for this, or?
Yeah, I come down for this for her, yes.
No kidding. Wow. I'm impressed. Wow. Rosalyn, you have some influence there. I can see the writing on the wall with this one. So good. All right. So 770-508-1160. Come on. Yeah, we're waiting for that 1160, 508, and 470 donation. How cool would that be? I would love to see that happen. Wouldn't that be cool if we could get a $508 donation, a 470 donation, and a 1160? 2 minutes. All right. Last thoughts that you want to share.
And your amount doubles. So it doubles this hour. So don't forget that. I'd even take $11.60 at this point, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you be creative with that $11.60. However it might be presented to us, we would be happy to receive that. So
let's do it. 470-508-1160 or online at thequestatlanta.com. Last thoughts. We only have 2 minutes. So last thoughts you'd like to share about Catholic Match or about Catholic Radio, either way.
I would say continue to look for what God's will is in your heart. He knows the depths of your heart. He knows your wishes, your wants, and will always surprise you. You know, God is pursuing you each and every day, and if you can look for that person on earth that would also pursue you, that just brings a smile to your face every day. I think it does. Don't settle. Keep praying. Don't settle. Wait, pray, trust, and be pursued is my message to you. So go out there and live your vocation, whatever that might be, whether it's single life, whether it's married life. We pray for all those married couples that we have in our lives that are struggling these days. And we pray for the religious life as well, because every single vocation is tested. And actually, as Joe and I were talking on the way to work today, we need our angels here to protect us along the way for this journey.
Very good. Anybody else with last thoughts? Or are we ready to go to break? All right. So thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Atlanta. Thank you for your donations.
Yes, thank you, thank you. We were talking with Rosalind Broom, Joe Sullivan, Enrique, and Caitlin Sampson, and their little guy, Andre. So we are grateful, and we will be back after our break. 470-508-1160.